Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar, it's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music. And I got to tell you how my roommate showed up and showed out at our HOA meeting last night.
I'm so excited.
Before we get to that, we got a fancy new website. Oh. Have you even looked at it, Holly?
Yes, I have. I sent an email to the creators of said website and said this looks amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's really, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Scotty just saw it.
I just saw it. That's amazing. And here's what's really cool is that, listen, all the clutter's been stripped away. Because you know how you've seen us out like at Blown Off Ball or right. at a different broadcast. And you're like, I can't find the pictures. Everything is so much easier to find. And
super better to navigate.
Seriously. And on the front page, you just type in hot1015tampabay.com. Right on the front page, you can see Miguel and Holly audio.
Yep.
So if you miss Blown Off, blogs, anything that we do, Scott's Bachelor update, it's all right there on the front page, all right?
Perfect.
So just go to hot1015tampabay.com. These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, yesterday it went down at the HOA meeting.
This is so fantastic.
So I've had a contentious relationship with some of the people in my community since I moved in, from parking to parties to just all sorts of issues.
Tent up.
It's exactly.
Been like thing after thing with you.
So when I go to these board meetings, I stay quiet. I keep my mouth shut. I vote where I need to vote, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, my roommate Dylan said, listen, we need to recycle here in this community, and especially in Chateau Oprah, our townhouse.
Yeah.
I want to go with you to the HOA meeting to bring it up. And I said, well, usually that's just for the people that own the homes, but if you feel that important about it, and he immediately said, yes, I do.
Oh.
I said, well, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the meeting goes, and if you've ever been to any sort of meeting, it's like a work meeting where they're going through the agenda, someone brings something up, there's discussion back and forth, some confrontation, and you're like, oh, this is getting kind of awkward. Things are settled, you reach a great conclusion, and then you move on.
Yeah.
It was an hour and a half.
Oh.
So by the end of it, I was looking at Dylan like, all right, are you sure you want to bring this up? Because everyone's looking like, it's time to go home.
Yeah.
And he was like, I've got to do this. And so at the very end, Jerry.
Oh, you got to meet Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Jerry was there. Ooh. He is he's basically our contact person with our HOA management board. And he's the person that basically facilitates everything.
Was he wearing dad jeans and dad sneakers?
He wasn't, actually. He was wearing a very nice pink shirt and some slacks. He actually looked very nice.
Okay, for some reason, I pictured Jerry to look like a typical barbecue dad. It's fine. Go ahead. Go.
Well, now, just for comparison's sake, because I've never seen my roommate Dylan in like a professional setting.
Right.
I only see him at home.
On the couch.
Exactly. When we hang out. So just for comparison's sake, this is him talking about what happened after the HOA meeting at home. Just so you can hear the tone of his voice in a very conversational, joking manner.
No tables are flipped. Almost.
All right. So he's like very, you know, light, fun.
Now we got someone go flip a table.
Jerry said, are there any issues that anyone would like to bring up? And this is what Dylan sounded like.
You guys started the conversation of getting recycling at the complex.
He goes, have you all started the conversation about recycling at the complex? When he spoke in that tone, I looked at him like, who are you? How do you go from
no tables are flipped
to
you guys started the conversation of getting recycling at the complex?
He put on his daddy voice.
He did. I was like, I'm scared for you all in this room right now because I've never seen this side of Dylan.
Oh, my gosh.
So after he brings it up and he basically has been in contact with a recycling facility in St. Pete already.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he basically had a proposal put together and he said, this is how much it's going to cost. This is what we get. And everyone was like, oh, okay. And then there was a discussion of where do we put these bins? happens. And then, of course, everybody chimes in and there's like lots of commotion going on. I didn't want to play audio from the other people that were there.
You didn't have their permission.
Exactly. Just Dylan's. And so this is at the very end after everyone's like, well, I mean, it would be a great idea, but where are we going to put it? And then this is how Dylan basically wrapped up his part of the meeting.
I can forward you an email. I just talked to them today for like a brief proposal. They sent me pictures of it. They sent like verbiage, all the information on it, so I can have Miguel send that over to you.
I was like, girl, don't
he said, I will send the receipts.
He said, I have all the information that you need so then you can make the choice and if you want to live in a green community or destroy our planet.
Damn. Good for him.
I know.
I respect it.
I'm sorry. What do you mean, where do you put the bins?
Like, what do you do with the trash can? You do the same thing. It's a bin.
Well, our townhouse community is small and like where our dumpster is, there's not a lot of room.
Yeah.
But please believe they said we're going to look into it and that we will let you know.
Yikes.
And so as soon as we got home, Dylan sent me all the information and then I forwarded on to Jerry.
All right. I really hope that he gets this done. I feel like, you know, he's gone to Washington on this.
I've never heard this.
You guys started the conversation of getting recycling.
Have you guys started the conversation? Use that term today.
No one flipped a table. I just want to buy him a frosty beverage and hug his neck.
Oh my gosh. All right. It is 6:51. Holly, what is hot in Hollywood?
Okay. So we have... I wasn't really gonna bring this up again, but we do have some more details about the Jussie Smollett case.
Oh.
And also, an interesting reason on why Miley Cyrus says she wanted to marry Liam Hemsworth. It's not for traditional reasons. She says she's actually redefining marriage.
Huh.
Find out at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.